That's the Trogues. Love is all around.
WHIP.
And good morning. We have a special guest with us this morning, Scott Michael, CEO of American Moving and Storage Association. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Norman.
Now, May is National Moving Month. Is this the busiest time for moving?
This really is the busiest time of year. Between May and June is when most people try and move to a different home. And we pick May because it's really the start of the moving season and time for people to start making their plans and thinking about what they're going to do, and certainly encourage people to plan as far in advance as they can.
What kind of things should they look for in a moving company?
Well, you definitely want to make sure that you're using a professional mover like we have on our website, which is moving.org, and check out the company, find out what kind of references you can learn about from people that have used them before, if you have friends or neighbors, or check and see what other kinds of ratings they have from the Better Business Bureau, and just make sure that this is a legitimate moving company that has a license. The state of North Carolina is very good about regulating movers and making sure that they have licenses. But you know, make sure that they are a legitimate company and preferably are located near to you so you can make sure they have a facility, perhaps drive by and see if they have trucks and look like they're like they've been around for a little bit.
Now, how many estimates should you get?
We recommend getting at least 3 estimates from the movers. Make sure that you are getting a good range of different options there. And if any of them seem to be really high or really low, I wouldn't go with those. It, you know, it could be either too good to be true or obviously too expensive. But at least 3 is the way to take a look at that.
Should you get those estimates in writing?
Absolutely. The estimates do need to be in writing so that you can be sure that they're legitimate and that you can hold them to that. And some of the movers will actually do it electronically so that you don't have to have them come into your home. We do recommend if you are available and have the time to have them come and look at everything in person. But some of them will do it with a video of what you have and can make it a little easier that way.
Are there different things you should look for in a company from one that's going to move you across town from one that's going to move you to another state?
Well, most of the movers will do both. Most of the people are moving within the local community and trying to upgrade to a better home in their same town, or perhaps they're ready to downsize to something smaller. But there are some folks that are moving long distance, and if you're trying to do that, most movers are able to do both types of moves. If they're going to go long distance, they do have to have a license from the U.S. government. If they're moving locally, they need to have a state license. So it really depends on the license. Who issues that is the main difference.
If you feel you are not treated fairly, what can you do?
Well, on your long-distance moves, the government has a website called protectyourmove.gov. It's a government website, .gov, and you can reach out through that to check out a mover in advance and also to file complaints after the fact. If it's a member of the American Moving and Storage Association, you can certainly contact us at moving.org. If they're not a member, we can't do a whole lot with that. But and certainly if it's a local situation, North Carolina is very strong about the regulations that they have, and the state will take a look at that.
How should you carry your valuables so they don't get lost or stolen?
Absolutely. If there's anything that's truly important, you want to take that with you. So you want to have your jewelry with you, any important papers. If you have important electronics, your phone, obviously, you want to keep that stuff with you so that nothing goes wrong with that. So it's really the most important things you want to keep on your person and not have locked up in the truck.
What is important to ask the moving company?
Well, it's important to tell them about what your most important concerns are. I'd certainly ask them about the different liability options that they have in case something goes wrong. There's different levels of coverage that you can get from the basic coverage to full replacement coverage. So ask them about their different options there. And then ask them if you have anything in particular that you're concerned about, how they're going to protect your swing set or your pool table or your mounted trophies, whatever you're most concerned about, ask them what their plan is for protecting those items.
What are the signs of a bad moving company?
Well, there's a lot of warning signs that you can have about a company that isn't legitimate, and if they're not willing to come and meet with you in person, that's certainly a red flag. If they don't have a license, you definitely want to make sure that you know what their license number is so that, you know, that they are legitimately licensed. And then when you get to the day of the move, if they show up in an unmarked truck, that's certainly a concern that, you know, that they may not be a legitimate mover.
What can you do if they take your furniture or other items?
Well, we talked about the different places to complain if you're having a problem with, obviously, you know, they take the items and aren't willing to release them, then you would want to complain to either the state, if it's a local move, or to the federal government at protectyourmove.gov, and let them know that you have what's called a hostage situation if they're holding your goods hostage. If they just took your items and you're having trouble getting a sense of when they're going to be, you know, to be able to make the delivery, you know, certainly reach out to the company to try and get more information on those kinds of questions.
Where can you find more information on the do's and don'ts of moving?
We've got a lot of great tips on our moving.org website. If you look at that, we can tell you a lot about planning for your move and things to look for. And we also have lists of professional movers, we call them pro movers, in your community that you can take a look at and get a sense of who might be some good choices to talk to.
Well, thank you, Scott, for being our guest this morning, and we hope you'll come back and be a guest again sometime.
Would love to do it. Thanks so much for your time.
That was Scott Michael, CEO of American Moving and Storage Association, and May is National Moving Month, so if you're thinking about moving, you definitely want to do the research and be careful who you choose. Right now, we got the Beach Boys.